From the Winona Daily News, I'm John Casper Jr., and welcome to Inside Winona. It's Monday, April 8th, and today I'm joined by crime and government reporter Tobias Mann to discuss two cases that are headed to the Minnesota Supreme Court this week. Tobias, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, John. So yeah, we've got two big cases heading to the Minnesota Supreme Court today, this week. Tomorrow, Ricky Waiters, who last year was convicted of murder of one man and the attempted murder of another outside UB's bar back in 2016, he's going to be appealing his conviction before the Minnesota Supreme Court. Specifically, his attorney, Leslie Rosenberg, is going to be seeking the dismissal of the first-degree murder charge. And essentially, what she's arguing is that the evidence doesn't support the drive-by shooting charge, which is how they arrived at the first-degree murder charge. And if she's successful, she may be able to significantly reduce the amount of times Waiters will spend in prison. He's currently serving out a life sentence. But she's also arguing some kind of prosecutorial misconduct in that she's saying that it was kind of the prosecution was failing to perform its duty as a minister of justice by inviting the jury to discount Waiters' self-defense testimony. So in that case, if she's successful, it could result in a retrial, if my understanding of the case is accurate.
Yeah, and this appeal kind of took us by surprise, and really the only reason I saw that was happening is because I was checking the date to see when the next case that we're going to talk about was going to go in front of the Supreme Court. And there's also a unique way in that they are arguing this case as well. Not a unique way, but a unique venue. Why don't you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this normally the Supreme Court meets as a pretty routine thing, but this isn't going to be held at your traditional courthouse. It's actually going to be held at Humboldt High School in St. Paul, and about 600 kids are going to watch this. Now, obviously, Ricky Waiters is not going to be at this hearing. It's going to be his attorney representing him.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a murder case, and I mean, you can talk about the appropriateness of talking about murder in front of high school kids, but it seems like there are other cases that maybe wouldn't be so harsh, I guess. I don't know exactly how vivid they're going to get in the arguments that they're going to make.
Yeah, maybe more appropriate would be Wednesday's frac sand mining hearing.
Yeah. But to close the book on that first case, you can actually, there is going to be a broadcast and a live stream of the oral arguments, which will take about an hour. And there's going to be also a question and answer session as well that follows. You can find, we'll have a story about this on our website at Winona Daily News, so be sure to check that out. But so that's one Winona case, and then the next Winona case is frac sand again.
Yes, we're back at frac sand. For those of you who may not remember or maybe weren't here, back in 2016, the Winona County Board kind of opened the floodgates of litigation when they voted to ban the mining of silica sand for fracturing shale rock, which in layman's terms is fracking. Minnesota Sands is now appealing a decision by the Minnesota Appeals Court from back in July 2018, which kind of rejected their lawsuit. They're alleging that the ban is unconstitutional because it singles out sand used for industrial uses over those used for construction, and it's kind of a mixed bag as far as where this might go, because while the appeals court rejected it, there was one dissenting opinion that kind of said because Minnesota doesn't have any real oil or gas interests, it could only discriminate against out-of-state interests.
Right, and that's their Minnesota Sands is really kind of clinging to that one point. And you know, this is a case that's obviously watched not only heavily here in Winona County, but in neighboring counties such as Houston County, which has debated whether or not to enact a similar ban and really, you know, across the state and across the nation, that's, you know, kind of the idea of, you know, how far can you regulate industries in your county. I did email former River Valley Media Group editor Chris Hubbock, who's now at the State Journal in Wisconsin, and just kind of asked him what the market is like now. It's been such a volatile market for frac sand in this area. It was crazy a few years ago, then it really kind of died down, then it got crazy again. And he said, you know, the market really isn't that great. Part of the reason is, you know, there's no fracking that's done here in Minnesota. You all have to truck this stuff thousands of miles away. There's some, I think he said, in Appalachia, some in Texas. And things have developed to the point where they can get, lower quality sand closer to those mines or those areas. So the demand isn't quite as high here. But he said one of the reasons that he thinks that Minnesota Sands continues to go through with this lawsuit and why it's important is, you know, they're probably so leveraged in how much they spent on legal fees and how much that land is worth now. You know, they claim in the last thing that the last arguments that the land was worth the potential to be worth $5.8 billion.
Yeah.
So even if that's half of that amount now, that's still a pretty big chunk of change. So yeah, this is, you know, definitely an interesting one to see which way the court goes. This is another one. I'm not sure exactly what would happen after if they sent this back, if it would be heard again, you know, in Winona County Court, if it would go back to the Winona County Board. We know the makeup of the board right now. They're not going to change anything, at least in the short term. You know, maybe after the next election, if there's some new commissioners, maybe they'll look at it. I don't know how likely that is. It seems like the people of Winona County have kind of said that they don't necessarily want this just by the people who they voted in. So we'll see what happens here. But it is kind of interesting, you know, our little corner of the state, you know, this week in the state Supreme Court is having two cases heard in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, two fairly high profile cases.
Yeah. And this one, the frac sand one, will be on Wednesday morning, and this will be at the University of Minnesota Law School, which is another... I think that's a different venue than where they normally hold court. So I guess it's kind of cool that the state Supreme Court is taking their show on the road, I guess, even if it's a little odd that they're going to be hearing a appeal of a murder conviction and as a high school pep, like a assembly or something.
It seemed to me like maybe it would have been better if they'd reversed, but then again, what's going to hold the attention of a 16 or 18 year old better, a murder case or frac sand?
Yeah, something about the Commerce Clause that probably doesn't ring as truth will garner the same attention as a guy allegedly shooting or as the court said shot into a crowd outside of a bar. So both of these cases will be heard this week. There will not be a decision this week.
No, it's just oral arguments.
Yeah, just oral arguments this week. So I don't think there's really going to be anything that happens Tuesday or Wednesday that we don't expect. I think the arguments are going to pretty much be what they've laid out, especially in the frac sand one. I think they're just banking on the fact that one dissenting voice, maybe there's a few friendly voices for their argument that they can find on the state Supreme Court. So I believe it's 90 days for the Supreme Court to make a decision.
That's my understanding.
So we're probably looking at later this summer for decisions on both of these cases. And so be sure to follow the Winona Daily News at winonadailynews.com for what the state Supreme Court decides in these cases. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Inside Winona. I'm John Casper Jr. for Tobias Mann. Thank you for listening.
Inside Winona is a product of the Winona Daily News and the River Valley Media Group. We want to bring you great content like this every week, but we need your help. You can support Inside Winona by subscribing on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and we're adding more every week. Second, be sure to leave us a review. Rate us and let us know what you like and what we could be doing better. We're constantly looking for ways to bring you better experiences and news. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with a loved one. The more people who know about us, the more content like this we can make.